This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, feeding the needy and our Islamic lifestyle. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, it is an honor to be here in your presence and at your service. Dear listeners, we are talking about helping and feeding the needy when it comes to our Islamic lifestyle. So now, of course, one of these very important things that Islam teaches us and that we need to do if we want to live a Islamic lifestyle, of course, is to feed the needy. Now, the reason I brought up feed the needy is because in the traditions, we find that this is the way that it is referred to. It says that one needs to feed the needy. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that we go find somebody who is in need and we take a bowl of rice and we feed them. Now, of course, in certain places and in certain situations, that is kind of what is being done. So you'll find food kitchens, or you'll find, you know, public services that go and they give food to people so that they can eat. Yeah, this is one way of helping a needy person or feeding a needy person, to actually physically find a way to give them food. But, you know, helping the needy is what is being referred to. And of course, as we said, this is one of the fundamental teachings in Islam. And if we want to live a Islamic lifestyle, then we need to be able to, you know, put it in our hearts. We need to be able to make it easy to help the needy. So what am I trying to say? Well, sometimes what happens is when our heart becomes hard, or, you know, for whatever reason, we start to move away from a Islamic lifestyle, well, we stop helping people that are needy. And matter of fact, we avoid helping people that are needy. Now, again, these are people that are truly in need. There's a lot of people who say they're in need, you know, but they have more wealth than, you know, the person giving them money, right? No, we're talking about people that are truly in need. And unfortunately, we kind of get into this behavior or into this, you know, in this kind of a hole or this kind of a well where we stop wanting to help needy people. That's what I was saying is very dangerous. We have to inculcate in ourselves the motivation and the drive to help people that are in need. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about feeding the needy and how it's a part of our Islamic lifestyle. And of course, so we were going to talk about this, and that is that there's different ways of helping people that are in need. One way is to physically give them food, you know, which can be convenient, but at the same time, it can't be that easy to do. But you can financially help people that are in need. You know, you can give them money on a regular basis if you can, and help people to get back up on their feet. Now, that's another thing that needs to be taken into consideration. When we're helping people that are needy, we are helping people that are poor, we are helping people that are downtrodden, we don't want to make them dependent upon us. We want to find a way to get them back up on their feet, you know, and help them in the meantime until they are able to support themselves. That is ideally what is trying to be done. But sometimes people, they kind of fall into this trap where they really can't help themselves, you know, at that point in time. And, you know, we as a ummah, as a community, as a society, a Muslim society, trying to live a Islamic lifestyle, you know, it is our responsibility to help that individual or those individuals to get back up on their feet, you know, they kind of need that helping hand so that, you know, they are, again, back up on their feet and they're able to support themselves. But there's also other ways of helping. So, for example, let's say we don't have the financial means, and be careful, because sometimes we convince ourselves and make excuses that we don't have the financial means when we really do. But let's say, you know, sincerely, we don't have the financial means. We can help them with our position or our status in society, or we can help them find a job, or we can give them a job, right? Or, for example, in the least, if we can't do anything, and sincerely we can't do anything, well, we can at least give encouragement. We can give them du'as and pray for them, you know, and give them a smile and at least make them, you know, emotionally and spiritually feel better. And again, this helping the people in need, a very fundamental aspect of living a Islamic lifestyle.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.